青年组的任弟兄、任庆胜弟兄为我们做见证。
And this Brother Yin.
然后我们会请青年组的张彤，是中青组的张彤弟兄为我们做见证。
And Brother Chang to follow.
然后请梁弟兄为我们短讲。
And then Brother Liang will give a message.
每位见证的弟兄大概要十分钟左右啊。
And the brother who gives testimony limited in 10 minutes.
下面我们就欢迎任弟兄为我们做见证。
Brother Yin. And greetings to you all, brothers and sisters.
我也没有思想准备，今天早上王弟兄说让我做个见证。
And I was not particularly prepared, but Brother Huang had asked me to give testimony this morning.
跟大家讲一讲，我这个打信主以来的这个主对我的恩典确实很多。
So I'd like to share with you briefly about how I was blessed since I was saved.
我以前在没信主以前，我是那个拜偶像，我是信佛的以前。
And I was a Buddha worshipper before I believed in Christ.
但是现在呢，我信主以后，我再通过这个朋友介绍我到教会来，感觉这个信主是非常好的。
So when my friend invited me to come to church, then I realized believing in the Lord is very good.
所以我就把那些偶像完全的拿到教会来。
So I brought all the idols from the house into the church to be broken.
砸掉偶像以后，确实我这一步一步的这一年受洗以后过来，这个主的恩典呢，确实对我们很大。
And so therefore, after the idols were destroyed, then I realized how great is the grace of the Lord since last year.
第一个就从我们的工作上来讲。就是我们做 remodel 做装修的。
And first of all, concerning my work, and I'm in the remodeling business.
我们现在的工非常多。
And we have a lot of work these days.
我们现在的工一个个的排到三月份了。
And my schedule is full until March.
真的感谢主，赞美主。
We thank the Lord and praise Him.
现在有的人做装修的工，现在都有的没有工干，没有工作可干。
And some people who are in the same business do not have any work.
现在我们工这么多，主要是这个主在我们身上做了工。
But I believe that our business is so good is because the Lord has blessed us.
一旦我有困难的时候，早上起来我就向主祷告。
And whenever I encounter difficulties, I will pray to the Lord in the morning.
求主给我力量。
And ask the Lord for strength.
有时我们一干得很晚。回家以后很疲惫，很累。
And sometimes I worked till late at night, and I was tired when I got home.
我就求主给我力量，给我精神。
And I still ask the Lord in prayer for strength and the health.
昨天早上起来，精神很足，很好。
And so yesterday morning I woke up. The next day, I felt fine one day.
一旦我们做工的时候，有的客户遇到那个客户，他比较不好，不是很好的客户，他给钱各方面的，我们是很挑剔的客户。
And sometimes I have difficulty collecting the bills from the customers.
我就祷告主。
And I still pray.
求主就是，祷告让那个客户不要跟我做工以后，不要给我找我的麻烦。
And I pray the Lord to remove the difficulty so after I work I may receive my rightful pay.
还好，真的感谢主，这个一次麻烦也没有。
Thank the Lord, so far there was not one trouble.
这个主的大爱对我们身上是真的太对我们的恩典太实在是太多了。
And so therefore there are so many grace that I cannot count them all before you.
还有一次，在我身体患一个那个鼻炎，有一次患鼻炎。
And one time I discovered that I have this nose cancer. B I.
鼻发炎。
鼻炎。Sinus infection.
他总打喷嚏，总流鼻涕，晚上。鼻子也不通，睡不着觉。
so I could not breathe at night and could not sleep.
我又吃了好多药，用了好多外用药，吃的药。
So I took a lot of medicines.
也是不管用。
And of no avail.
后来就是在大陆寄了，叫我儿子给寄来好多药。
And so I asked the medicine all the way from mainland China.
吃了将近，连吃带用将近一个半月。
And I had used the medicine for more than a month.
也是不管用。
And it was of no avail.
后来我一想，还是这个求主好。
And then I remembered it is better to ask the Lord.
我就天天祷告，天天祷告，我就是不吃药了，把药也停了，外用药和吃的药都给停了。
So and then I stopped taking the medicine and I just pray every day.
我就开始祷告，天天祷告。And
I pray every day.
一个星期，主就给我医治。And
the Lord then miraculously healed me in a week.
现在很好，一切正常。And
thank the Lord, everything becomes normal today.
也不吃药了，平常也不吃药，也不用药了。And
I don't need to use any medicine anymore.
这就是主的大能。And
this is how the Lord has blessed me.
主的大能。 所以我这个原来信佛，现在信主，这都是用主的爱征服了我。
And I believe the Lord has conquered me in His love and make me a true worshipper, no longer idol worshipper.
真的感谢主，赞美主。I
thank the Lord and praise Him.
我就简单讲到这儿了。Brother
Chen. Greetings to you.
本来昨天晚上Keith跟我讲是20分钟啊。Last
night Keith told me I have 20 minutes.
没关系，我会在10分钟之内结束。
Doesn't matter, I'll end in 10 minutes.
其实我们感谢主是不是只限在感恩节的时候啊，因为我们每一天真的是都在主的恩典里面过，但是每年到这个时候。
I want to thank the Lord not only in Thanksgiving season, but it should be our daily duty to thank Him.
每年到这个岁末年终的时候，尤其到感恩节的时候，我的喜欢把我这一年来我自己、我家里边所发生的事情，主在我们家里边所做的恩、所做的功、所有的恩典，像过电影一样，像流水账一样过一遍。But
I will always like to reveal the grace of the Lord in this Thanksgiving season every year.
其实每一个弟兄姊妹也都一样啊。I
believe everyone is the same.
我们回想这一年过来的时候，总是觉得我看下面弟兄姊妹也是，都是人人有变化，也是各个蒙主恩。That
as we look back in our year, I believe that everyone was blessed and everyone has changed somewhat.
我们家大家也都知道，两个女儿加上我们两个四个人。我想一下，我们四个人的话，每个人都有变化。
And I'm of a family of four, and I looked at every one of us, and each one of us has changed a little.
每一个人也主在我们身上都有数不尽的恩典。And
I believe that the Lord has given us countless grace on each person.
我最小的女儿今年4岁半，她3月份从大陆刚刚被接回来。And
the youngest one in our household is 4.5 years old, and she was just received since March from mainland China. Back to our family.
她离开我们大概有3年多的时间吧。
And she was living apart from us for more than three years.
所以把她接回来以后，她面对一个新的环境，因为她走的时候实在是太小，可能也没有办法有什么记忆。
So when she came back, and then because she was so young, although she did not remember much of it.
我们对她来讲可能都是陌生人一样。
But she has to adjust to the change, and every one of us like stranger to her.
所以我想对她也是一个非常大的挑战。And
it wasn't easy for her in the beginning.
同样对我们也是一样。And
it was the same for the rest of us.
我们也是面临如何管教她，如何与她相处。So
we have to learn how to help her to be disciplined and how to deal with her.
和大多数孩子一样，在。 祖父祖母的面前可能是比较宠爱的多一些，管教的少一些。Just
like every child was a little spoiled by the grandparents.
所以我们也面临 非常挑战的一个功课吧，也是。
So it was rather challenging for us to teach her directly from our perspective.
一方面是要管教她，另一方面也要知道我们是爱她的。
On one hand, we want her to understand discipline. On the other, we want her to know our love.
在与她相处的同时，实际上我们也从她身上学到了很多东西。
And so we learn also a lot from her.
所以回想这大概六七个月的时间吧。
And so far has been 6 or 7 months.
我们与她相处的这一段时间里边，真的是我们互相之间彼此都在适应，也都在学习。
And so in this period of time, we begin to learn of each other anew.
她也很快在他们的preschool 吧，非常很快的习惯下来。
And she got adjusted to her preschool rather quickly.
他们那是一个教会办，不是教会办，但是他们那是一个教会的，就是 Christian 的一个 preschool.
So she attending a Christian preschool.
她在那里边，老师也教导他们，她也慢慢学会了，就是向神祷告。
And she learned how to pray in that little preschool.
虽然现在只有四岁多，来了只有几个月，但是她每天在吃饭的时候。都提醒我们要祷告。
And so even though she was so young, but she reminded us to pray during the before the meal.
遇到困难的时候，我问她怎么办的时候，她告诉我要祷告。
And when we have difficulties, and I ask her what to do, she said, "Let's pray."
在教会里边也是在主日学里边，跟在老师的帮助教导下，她也是进步非常快。
And she's actually progressing rather well also in our Sunday school here.
所以我非常感谢神。
So therefore, I'm very thankful to the Lord.
在她小小年纪里边，能够让她知道依靠神。
And so that even though she was so young, she learned to trust in the Lord.
我的大女儿是今年六岁半，刚今年上学。
The older one is 6 and a half. She just entered to grade school.
她是从同一个她妹妹同一个 Christian preschool。转到就是公立学校里面。
And now she's in the public school system.
对，所以她也同样面临一个新的环境，就是如何在一个以前都是不是非常正轨的那种，就是学前教育变成一个真正的学生，她如何面对一个新的生活，她也是一个挑战。
And so she also is put into a new environment, and she has to learn to adjust.
感谢主，在从九月份到现在，她在那里边也是适应的非常快。
And we thank the Lord because she also adjusted well.
这个月初的一天，她有一天回来非常，我去接她，她非常一出来，第一句话她就非常高兴，告诉我，她说，我被老师选为这个月的student of month.
One day as we received her in the end of the school day, and she was so happily reported to us that she was chosen the student of the month.
小小的一件事，可能在她生命里面是非常重要的一步。
Although it was a small matter, but it was first important thing to her.
因为在她刚刚进入学校里边，我是有一点担心。
At the beginning, we were worried for her.
但是看到她在短短的时间里边能够受到老师的肯定，我也非常高兴。
But then we were so thankful because she was confirmed of her ability by the teacher.
神在很多方面不仅仅是在我们向神祷告的时候答应我们的要求，但是同时也有量给我们很多的环境来让我们去锻炼我们自己如何倚靠神。
I begin to realize not only the Lord has blessed us, but he actually measured to us different environments so that we may learn and to know him.
在七八月的时候，我的岳父被确诊为癌症。七八月份的期间。
什么癌症？
七八月时候被确诊为癌症。
确什么为？
Cancer。
确认为。
确诊、
啊、
诊
确诊为。
对。
Okay. Then, in July or August, my father-in-law was confirmed having cancer.
我姊妹在这里边也做过见证，大多数弟兄姊妹也知道她的情况。
And my wife has given a testimony, so most of us know the story.
神借着这样的环境，真的是让我们一家学会如何倚靠神。
And the Lord has raised up this environment so that the whole household learned to trust in the Lord.
也借着这样的环境，让我的岳父岳母 在这里面，在也成为神的家里边的子女。
And so that through this occasion, the Lord has also saved my father-in-law.
所以我的岳父也是和岳母同时受浸归为主的名下。
And thank God that both my in-laws now became Christian as well.
在这个过程里面，神一次一次的行他的神迹在里面。
And although it was difficult, but then the Lord has continued to perform His wonders.
现在我的岳父也是每天都来向神祷告。
So now even my father-in-law prayed to the Lord every day.
他感谢神能有机会，还有让他做手术的机会。
And he thanked the Lord for the opportunity to receive an operation.
他感谢神一天天的医治他。
And he thanked the Lord to heal him every day.
他到上个星期，他手术做完以后，化疗的第二个疗程结束。
And last week he had finished the second stage of chemotherapy.
我打电话的时候，他说他差不多每天都可以骑脚踏车出去买菜或者转一转。
So when I called him, he said that he was able to ride his bicycle to go out for a bit.
所以我也非常感谢神，借着这样的事情，让他也学会了如何倚靠神。
So I thank the Lord because he also learned how to trust in the Lord.
还有两分钟留给我自己。
And I have 2 minutes want to share with you about myself.
我想一想，其实我们四个人中，可能我的恩典，我所蒙受神的恩典一点不比他们少。
And I believe that I do not have less grace in the last year than the rest of the family.
在这里边，我首先感谢神，在我从年初到六月份，我还在学校里边的学业，神真的是蒙神的保守。
And I thank the Lord for keeping me in the beginning of this year at least still in school.
不仅是神看过我的学业，让我顺利拿到了学位。
Not only the Lord has blessed me with a degree now.
在我剩下的两个 quarter 里面，神，我记得在我去年的时候做见证的时候，就是讲到如何神在让我帮在我学业上的帮助，让我拿到 TA 的那个职位。
And I remember last year I was asking the Lord to help me to get the TA position.
今年神做非常比去年还要奇妙的工作，让我又拿到另外两个 quarter TA 的工作。
And this year the Lord has blessed me further with 2 more semesters of worth of TA positions.
昨天我讲这段故事大概花了20分钟。
Last night I shared this period for more than 20 minutes.
今天我只能说，因为时间线，我只能说神用了比去年更奇妙的方法，真的是在我身上让我学会如何倚靠神。
But all I can say today is that the Lord has blessed me with a wonderful experience more so than last year.
在我毕业之前的一个月的时候。
And 1 month prior to my graduation.
神给了我第一个 offer.
And the Lord has given me the first offer.
在我毕业前两个星期的时候。
And before 2 weeks before I graduated.
神给了我第二个 offer， 工作的 offer。
And then the Lord gave me the second offer.
神所给我的都是我没有办法想象的。
And he gave me more than I could ask.
当我第二个 offer 就是我现在工作的地方。
And I accepted the second offer from the Lord.
当时神，我在接到我 manager 打电话，就是给我这个 offer， 然后跟我讲所有的事情的时候。
When the manager offered me the position over the phone.
我放下电话，我的眼泪就流下了。
And as I put down the phone, I started to weep some tears.
当时我正在开车，在downtown非常塞车。
And at the time I was actually driving and through downtown.
我一边开车，我的眼泪就一边往下流。
And as I was driving, I was tearing.
因为神给我们的恩典真的是我们想都没有办法想。
And because the Lord was so wonderfully gracious.
真的是我只能把一切的自己没有办法拿语言来诉说，只能把一切感谢献给神。
And I cannot say more words but to give him thanks and praise.
在那公司我毕业以后一个星期我就去上班。
And after 1 week of my graduation, then I went to work.
其实我毕业典礼以后第二天老板就希望我能去上班。
But my boss actually wanted me to report to the position the second day after I graduated.
在工作里边也是依靠神。
And so I continue to trust in the Lord through my work.
因为我们工作都是跟飞机上的东西有关，所以 工作都非常挑战性。
And my work is rather challenging.
不能有一点闪失。
And we could not be careless in any way.
所以真的是每一天也依靠神。
And so I must continue to trust in the Lord.
感谢主，在工作里边也是一点一点的，慢慢的，就是在经验上也慢慢的成熟。
And so through the time, I believe I'm maturing a little bit.
两个星期以前，我们一个偶然的，也是一非常偶然的一个机会，是神把一个非常大的一个项目放在我的手里。
And about two weeks ago, the Lord has given a big sum of money in my hand.
Not money, project.
Project in my hand.
因为这个项目，其实我前面的同事因为要调到其他部门的原因，到了我的手里。
And it came in a roundabout way into my hand.
其实在这之前，他已经做了两年多的时间。
But the Lord has prearranged this for 2.5 years.
所以我现在在接手的话是非常挑战。
So I took over a very rather challenging job.
因为差不多三分之二的工作已经完成，我要在中间接进来的话很难插手。
And because it was about two-thirds of the project was already done, and it is hard for me to change the course to overtake it.
昨天交通的时候，我跟中兴组弟兄姊妹也说，希望他们为我祷告。
So I asked my brothers and sisters in the home meeting to pray for me.
我想神借这样的一个机会，也是再一次让我学习如何向神在那里边向依靠神。
And I believe the Lord is giving me a new opportunity to learn to trust in Him.
我想我们在这感恩的季节里，我们神的恩典，我们怎么数算也没有办法数算清楚。
And I cannot count all the blessings today.
我只能是代表中兴组的弟兄，把我以我个人为个人的见证，献上我们的感谢。
So I represent on the home my home meetings to give thanks to the Lord.
所以谢谢大家。
Thank you.
这是我。
保罗在铁山龙一家前书告诉我们说，要常常喜乐。
And Paul has told us in 1 Thessalonians say, in everything give thanks.
不住地祷告。
And pray unceasingly.
凡事谢恩。
And give thanks in all things.
这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
And this is God's will for us in Jesus Christ.
我们能够把感谢归给神。
And that we may give thanks to God.
其实神要把更大的祝福来赐给我们。
And because God predetermined to give us the greater blessing.
曾经有一个老祖母带着他的孙子在海边玩。
And one time a grandmother is playing with her grandchild by the seashore.
那忽然之间呢，一个大浪冲来，把他的孙子给卷到海里面去了。
And suddenly a big wave come from the sea and swallow up her grandchild into the sea.
那这个祖母她急得不得了。
And the grandmother was very concerned.
她跪下来向神祷告。
And she started to pray by kneeling down.
她说，神啊，我只有这一个祈求。
And she said, I only have this one prayer.
把我的孙子带回来。
Please bring me back my grandchild.
当他正在祷告的时候。
And as she was praying,
另外一个浪又冲上来。
And the next wave come back.
把他的孙子真的是好好的又冲到岸上来了。
And the grandchild was returned to her without harm.
那这个祖母把他孙子抱起来，他真的是非常的高兴。
So the grandmother was so happy embracing the child.
一点伤都没有。
And he was without harm.
可他下面就讲了一句话。
Who said?
这个 grandma.
Then the grandmother said this.
他说我们来的时候他是戴着一顶帽子的。
And she said, when we came and he was with a hat.
就他开始抱怨说怎么帽子不见了呢？
Then so she started to complain, where is his hat?
我想多少时候我们蒙的恩典很大很大。
And so frequently we receive this great blessing.
可是我们生活里面想一想有多少的埋怨。
But then through our daily livings, oftentimes we only remember the complaints.
我们一起来读一段的圣经，在路加福音第十七章。
Please turn open the Bible to Luke 17.
请我们从十一节读到第十九节。
And let's read from verses 11 to 19.
请我们一起来读。
Together, please.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远地站着，高声说：耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。耶稣看见就对他们说：你们去把身体给祭司查看。他们去的时候就洁净了，内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀与神，又匍匐在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。耶稣说：洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？就对那人说：起来走吧，你的信救了你。这边讲到一段故事，说耶稣要往耶路撒冷去。
And this is a story when Jesus was going to Jerusalem.
那他经过撒玛利亚和加利利。
And he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee.
撒玛利亚是犹太人所不太愿意去的地方。
And Samaria is a place that the Jews do not like to go through.
犹太人认为说撒玛利亚人呢，他们种族是混杂的。
And because the Jew believes that the Samaritans are too mixed up in race.
他们的宗教也是不纯正的。
And their religion is not pure.
但是我们也记得在约翰福音第四章，主耶稣曾经在那个正午特别就到撒玛利亚的一个井边。
But then we remember in John 4 that in the midst of the day, the Lord has visited a Samaria place by the well.
主特别在那里等那个妇人。
Because the Lord was there waiting for a woman.
好像主在那里向那个妇人要水喝。
And on the surface, the Lord was asking for a drink from a woman.
但是结果我们都知道，主耶稣乃是要把生命的活水来赐给那个妇人。
But then the end result, we know that the Lord was intending to give the woman the living water of life.
但这边主又经过撒玛利亚。
And here the story says that the Lord is passing through the same place.
这边说有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远地站着。
And there were 10 men who were lepers standing afar off.
长大麻风是一个非常可怕的事情。
And we know leprosy is a dreadful disease.
不但身体上非常的痛苦。
Not only the man who contracted this disease suffered physically.
身上发烂发臭。
And the body is corrupting and decaying.
好像对他们来讲就是没有什么盼望的。
And as if they become hopeless.
那更痛苦的是，当一个人被诊断说他长了大麻风。
But the worst to them is that when they are diagnosed with leprosy.
他是不洁净的。
And they were viewed as unclean people.
他必须要从家里面赶出去。
And so they will be cast out even by their own family.
他必须要从他们的社会中被赶出去。
And they become the outcast of their society.
他们不能住在那个城里面。
For they no longer have the rights to live in the city of man.
他们要离人而居住。
And they must live afar apart from people.
当他们看见人的时候。
And as they see any other kind of man,
他们要喊说不洁净了，不洁净了。
And they must voice out loudly and say, unclean, unclean.
所以他这边讲说远远地站着。
And so the Bible recording them that day that they were standing afar off of Jesus.
我们想说这十个长大麻风的实在是非常可怜的人。
And we know these 10 lepers are very pitiful people.
那天他们看见了主。
And on that day, they saw Jesus.
他们说耶稣夫子可怜我们吧。
And then they went to Jesus and say, Oh, Rabbi, Master, have mercy on us.
虽然他们认识耶稣是一个夫子。
Although they know Jesus is the Master.
他们好像还不认识他是创造宇宙万有这位全能的主宰。
But they do not yet understand that he is the Master, the Creator of all.
但是他们知道主耶稣里面是充满了怜悯的。
But for some reason, they know that Jesus is merciful.
他说，夫子，可怜我们吧。
So they ask for mercy from Jesus.
什么时候我们觉得我们有一个需要？
Whenever we feel that we have needs.
什么时候我们愿意来到主的面前？
And if we are willing to come before Jesus.
求主的恩典，求主的怜悯。
And to ask of his grace and mercy.
我们的主他真的是丰丰富富满有恩典和怜悯的主。
And we know that our Lord is rich and full of grace and mercy.
那天主耶稣看见他们这个光景。
And on that day, of course, our Lord Jesus saw their pitiful condition.
主听见他们这样的呼喊,
and he also heard of their outcry.
主耶稣就对他们说, 你们去把身体给祭司查看。
So the Lord said to them, go show yourselves to the priest.
一个人长了大麻风, 他到底是不是洁净的, 必须经过祭司的查看。
And a leper, if they are to be determined clean or unclean, has to be by the priest alone.
我们看这段圣经, 当主耶稣叫他们给祭司查看的时候, 你们想他们是不是已经得着洁净了呢?
So when we read that the Lord showed them, told them to go show themselves to the priest, do we think that they are already clean?
好像并没有。
And as if we could not.
他们并不是得了洁净以后, 好像主说, 哎, 那你们去查, 给祭司查看一下。
It's not to say that they could see that they are already cleansed, and then they could go show the priest.
因为下面一句话说, 他们去的时候就洁净了。
And because the following sentence says that as it was that they are going, then they were cleansed.
当我们读到这句话的时候, 你们觉得很稀奇。
And do you feel marveled at this saying?
今天我们如果要去给人家查看, 一定是要你很确定说, 我已经得了洁净了, 所以我才去给人家查看。
And if we were to be examined, to be determined if we are clean or not, we want to be cleaned first before we go to be examined.
但是主的命令是告诉他们说, 你们去把身体给祭司查看。
But the Lord commanded men differently. He said, go show yourselves first.
在这边我们看见有一个原则。
And therefore, we determine this principle.
这十个长大麻风的,
that these 10 lepers,
当他们听见了主的命令,
and as they heard the Lord's command,
虽然他们自己身体还没有得着洁净,
although they could not detect physically cleansed,
所以他们要去, 这个是要信心里面的一个行动,
therefore, if they were to obey the Lord's voice, they have to obey it in by faith.
想到了我们想到说, 在约翰福音第二章,
So therefore, as we looked at John 2,
主告诉那些仆人把缸里面的水舀出来去给那个管筵席的,
when the Lord Jesus told the servants to go and to scoop up water from the tank,
那一天呢, 在迦南的婚宴里面, 他们是没有酒了,
and because they lacked wine in the wedding feast,
管筵席的要尝呢, 是要得着一个 酒不是要来尝尝水的。
And so the head of the wedding feast wanted to have wine and not water.
那这一缸里面的水呢, 是这些仆人他自己舀进去的。
But then the water tank is only full of water, and how can they become wine?
主耶稣要把这个水把它变成酒。
But we knew that the Lord wants to turn the water into wine.
可是今天主叫这些仆人们把水舀出来。
So as the Lord commanded them to scoop up the water,
他们必须有个信心的行动,
and they must follow through with the act of faith.
他们必须拿着这个来去给管筵席的,
and so they must have the water and to give it to the head waiter.
我们不晓得在哪一个阶段, 这个水变成酒了。
And we do not know exactly when the water was turned into wine.
但是他们舀的时候是凭着信心。
But they were ladling the water with faith.
今天神在我们身上做事, 有各种不同的方法。
And we know that the Lord works on each of us differently.
主曾经遇到那个长大麻风的, 主伸手说, 我肯, 你洁净了吧。
And once the Lord has healed a leper and said, when the leper asked, have mercy on me, the Lord Jesus say, I am willing, be cleansed.
他立刻就洁净了。
And immediately that leper was cleansed.
有些时候, 主要我们顺服他的命令。
But other times the Lord need us to obey his command.
像在旧约里面, 那个亚兰国的元帅, 乃曼。
And just like the Naaman in the Old Testament,
他也是长了大麻风。
That he was also full of leprosy.
那个小女子, 告诉他的祖母说, 若是他能够到以色列去, 那边的先知必定能够医治他。
But then his maidservant, the little Jewish girl, said to her, to her mistress, that if my master would go to the Jew, the prophet of the Israel, then he will be cleansed.
我们知道以利沙打发人去告诉乃曼，要到约旦河里面去沐浴七次。
And we know that Elisha told Naaman to go to Jordan River to be to bathe there for 7 times.
乃曼觉得说，我们这个亚兰国里面的水不是更好吗？
And Naaman wondered that don't we have better water in the kingdom of Aram?
但他最后顺服，他去沐浴了七次。
But then at the end, he obeyed and he went to bathe in River Jordan. And he was physically healed.
弟兄姊妹,
and the Bible showed us repeatedly
神要我们凭着信踏出这个第一步来,
and that we must step out by faith the first step.
信心让我们认识说他是我们的主。
And the faith will cause us to know that He is our Lord.
他是我们的神,
and He is our God.
所以我们因着信,
and if we want to obey by faith,
当以色列人要过约旦河,
that the, when the Israelites was crossing River Jordan,
神告诉那些抬着约柜的祭司，把你们的脚踏在约旦河的里面。
And the Lord has told the priest who bore the Ark of Covenants that step your foot into the River Jordan.
那个时候约旦河的水是漫过两岸。
And as we know, at that time River Jordan was overflowing.
约旦河的水势是非常大的。
And the current was fierce.
这些祭司们抬着约柜。
And as the priest bore, bearing the Ark,
他们要 渡过这个约旦河,
if they were to cross the River Jordan,
这个不是渡哈, 他们要行走过约旦河,
and if they are to tread on dry ground over onto the other side,
当他们的脚踏在约旦河的里面,
and they have to take the first step into the river,
约旦河的水就停止, 远远地停在亚当城,
and as they put the foot onto the ground and onto the river, the water stopped at the city Adam far away.
我们看见神要做一件事情,
so we see that when the Lord is about to do a thing,
只要我们凭着信来跟随,
and sometimes He requires us to have this faith to follow Him.
当我们有信心来遇见神的心意,
and as we have faith to meet up with the Lord,
神的工作就能够行出来,
then the work of the Lord can be performed.
耶稣对他们说, 你们去把身体给祭司查看。
When Jesus told them, go show yourselves to the priest.
这边下面一句话, 他们去的时候就洁净了。
And then it says that so it was that as they went, they were cleansed.
凭信就是不凭的眼见。
And if one is going by faith, one can no longer go by sight.
凭信就是不凭的感觉。
And by faith is going without feelings.
当在我们的人生路上, 张神给我们一个命令。
And on the journey of our lives, when the Lord commands us,
也许外面看起来他们身上还是满了大麻风,
and though they may feel that they are still full of leprosy,
他们去的时候就得着了洁净,
but as they went, they were cleansed.
祭司们看见约旦河的水还是漫过两岸,
and the priest could see that the River Jordan is still overflowing.
他们脚踏下去的时候, 约旦河的水就远远地停住,
but as they put their foot down, then the water will stop at the far away.
仆人把水舀的时候呢, 他知道这明明不过是一个水,
and as the servant is scooping the water,
他们凭着信去舀, 凭着信去送给管筵席的,
and by faith they take up the water, by faith they present the water.
管筵席的说, 你们倒吧, 好酒留到如今啊,
and the head waiter would question them and say, oh, you saved the good wine until now.
我们里面充满了感谢和赞美。
How we are thankful within.
我们的神, 祂是独行其事的神。
For our Lord does things in His own way.
充满了恩典和怜悯。
He is full of grace and mercy.
今天神也在这里训练我们, 得着我们。
And today the Lord is training us and to want to obtain us.
祂用各样的方式叫我们,
and by various ways, and He wants us to receive the greater blessing.
把那个信是一个生命要建造在我们的身上。
And so that faith can be established on us as our lives.
下面他讲说, 内中有一个见自己好了就回来,大声归荣耀与神。
And the Bible says, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God,
又伏伏在耶稣脚前感谢他,
and fell down on his feet at, on his face at his feet, giving thanks to Jesus.
这里有一个人,
And here's this person.
后面讲说他是一个撒玛利亚人,
and he was a Samaritan, a foreigner.
但是他回来把荣耀归给神,
but this foreigner returned and gave thanks to God.
在耶稣的脚前感谢他,
and he put his face down to worship at Jesus' feet.
第17节,
in verse 17,
耶稣说, 洁净了的不是十个人吗?
And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed?
那9个在哪里呢?
But where are the 9?
当主耶稣问这个问题的时候,
and as Jesus asked this question,
他不只是问那一些在他面前的人,
and he's not only asking the people who are in front of him.
今天主也在问我们每一个人,
I believe the Lord is asking each of us today.
那洁净的不是十个吗?
Were there not 10 cleansed?
那9个在哪里呢?
Where are the 9?
为什么只有一个人回来把感谢归给主呢?
How come there is only one person returned to the Lord to give thanks?
那9个在哪里?
Where are the 9?
弟兄姊妹, 在我们一生的路上,
and brothers and sisters, on the journey of our lives, and so often we are but like these 9 people.
我们得着了恩典,
yes, we are blessed.
我们得着了医治,
and we are healed.
我们得着了各样的好处,
and we have received all manners of goodness. But we forgot to come back to give thanks to God. And we did not return to Jesus at his feet and put our faith down.
主还要向我们说,
and the Lord Jesus therefore asked, where are the 9?
下面讲说, 除了这外族人再没有回来归荣耀与神吗? 主就对那人说, 起来, 走吧, 你的信救了你。
And then Jesus said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well.
在这里我们看见这一个人他回来感谢神。
And here we see this foreigner return to give thanks to God.
主告诉他说, 起来走吧, 你的信救了你。
Then the Lord told him, arise, go your way, your faith has healed you.
得着洁净的是十个人。
10 people were cleansed.
这十个人他们身体上原本的光景呢, 今天都改变了。And
the original sickness on them were now changed.
我们若想想看, 今天他们原本是连家都不能回去的。
And if we know that they could not go home originally,
他们是被整个社会拒绝的人,
and they were the people rejected utterly by society,
今天他能够回家去,
now they could go in peace to return home,
和他的家人能够团聚在一起,
to be reunited with his, with their own family.
你想这是何等大的事情,
what a great deal it is.
他能够回到这个社会的当中,
and they could now return to be living members of the community.
他不用在那里远远地站着, 说不洁净了, 不洁净了,
they do not need to stand afar to proclaim themselves unclean to other people.
啊, 身体得着了医治,
now they are healed physically.
但是今天我们看见, 只有这一个回来感谢的人,
but then when we pay attention, how come there's only one to return to give thanks?
主告诉他说, 你的信救了你,
and the Lord praised him that your faith has made you well.
我们看见身体得着医治的确是一个很大的恩典,
and we know that the body was healed, it is a great deal.
但是这个感谢的人,
but then the one who gave thanks,
他得着的福分是更大的,
and he received a greater blessing.
今天我们想一想, 难道我们的神他就这么在乎, 好像这些人来到他面前向他感谢吗?
And is any one of us think that our Lord is really mindful of thanks from people?
我们想想在天上有天使天军千万的天使在那里敬拜在那里赞美,
then we must remember there are myriads of angels and created beings in the heavens to praise the Lord continuously.
为什么主耶稣说那九个在哪里呢?
How come the Lord is mindful and to ask that where are the 9?
像主很稀奇说怎么搞的那九个人不回来感谢,
and as if the Lord wonders how come these 9 people has not return to thank him.
若我们真的认识我们的主,
and if we truly know our Lord,
主不只是说要我们来感谢他，主乃是要把一个更大的福分来赐给我们。
And the Lord wants to give us a greater blessing more than what we can give him in thanks.
今天我们所得着的可能不过是暂时的。
And perhaps we can receive something from the Lord for a time.
今天得着的医治也不过是暂时的。
And if we are to be healed today, it's only temporal.
但是神何等的盼望把那个更好的福分给我们。
But the Lord has prepared the greater blessing.
要我们得着那永远的。
He wants us to receive the eternal.
我们看见主这样的稀奇。
And we know the Lord is so wonderful.
那九个在哪里呢?
And he amazed at how come there were not the nine.
曾经在密西根湖有一个蒸汽船出了一个船难。
And one time there was a steamboat having an accident on Michigan Lake.
那其中呢有393人，当中有279人都死掉了。
And 297 people out of the 393 passengers died in that accident.
在那个晚上，有一个年轻人叫做爱德华。
And that night, a young man by the name of Edward.
他看见了这个船难，他就跳下去，游到船那里去来救人。
And as the accident was happening, and he jumped down into the lake to try to save some.
他救了一个回来，他又马上跳下去，又再去救一个。
And he went to save one, and then, The next one.
他总共救了17个人。
And in total, he saved 17 people from that accident.
那因为他这样子救人，结果他的神经受到创伤，结果他变成残废。
And because he was intensely mindful to save other people, he had some nerve damage, and therefore he became paralyzed afterwards.
到他80岁生日的时候，有人问他提起这件事说，你印象最深刻的到底是哪一个情形？
And when he was 80 years of age, when people asked him, as you recall that incident, what impressed you the most?
他说我印象最深刻的是这17个人没有一个人回来跟我说一声谢谢的。
And he said that what impressed me the most was that from the 17 people saved, not one person returned to me and gave thanks.
他有这么深刻的印象。
And it really impressed that person.
我想跟主耶稣在那里非常的讶异说，那九个在哪里呢？
So I believe that the Lord was also as amazed at where are the nine?
主的话告诉我们要凡事谢恩。
And the Lord's words reminded us to give thanks always.
以弗所书也说，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Ephesians 5:20 also tell us to always give thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father.
今天我们来到主的面前。
And as we come to the Lord,
无论在怎么样的环境。
And doesn't matter what circumstance we're in,
我们都可以来感谢神。
And we know it is our job to duty to come to give thanks.
我想我们在过去几天很多感恩见证的交通。
And there are many testimonies of thanksgivings in the past few days.
有人没有生病感谢神。
And some had not physical ailment and they gave thanks.
有人在病中感谢神。
And some was in sickness and they thanked the Lord.
那首诗歌讲到，无论是何旬的春天，我们感谢神。
And a song has reminded us that although maybe it was a balmy weather, we gave thanks.
无论是萧瑟的秋景，我们感谢神。
Or the withering autumn, we gave thanks.
无论是全家火围炉，我们感谢神。
And although it may be the time we circling around the fireplace, we gave thanks.
你奔驰天涯，单个一个人到处漂泊，也感谢神。
Or we are wandering about and we gave thanks.
我们要感谢神的大爱。
Yes, we must give thanks to the great love of the Lord.
因为我们知道我们原本不过是死在罪恶过犯中的。
Because we know that originally we all transgressed and died in sins.
圣经说没有指望，没。
The Bible says they are hopeless and without God.
弟兄姊妹，但是今天我们可以来到神的面前。
But today we can come to the Lord.
我们成为神家里的人。
And we become God's household.
为着这个，我们要感谢神。
We must give thanks for this.
今天一个罪人蒙了主的恩典。
And a sinner is not only saved by grace.
我们从前是失落的，今天被寻回了。
And we were lost before, but now found.
从前我们是瞎眼的，今天可以看见。
We were blind. But now we see.
从前我们是外人客旅。
Though we were strangers before and sojourners,
今天我们与圣徒同国,
now we are the fellow saints of his kingdom.
我们与神永远的旨意有份,
and we are partakers of God's eternal will.
我们一次一次要来到主面前,
and each time when we remember, there are always something for us to give thanks for.
因为我们的主,
for the Lord bore our sins on his body. And he shedded his blood for us. A heavy price he paid to buy us.
今天我们不要讲说,
let us not criticize these 10 lepers. And actually, if we know, we are like these 10 lepers. We are full of the filth of sins. And these sins were eating us up. But then our Lord Savior has saved us.
那一天我们听见了主的话,
on that day we heard the Lord's voice. To hear the voice of the Son of God. Although the faith was looked as simple.
不过说,
we only could say that Lord Jesus, I'm willing to believe you. I'm willing to receive you as my personal Savior. I accept your precious blood to cleanse my sins. To receive you as my eternal life. It is a simple faith indeed. But then we know that was the beginning for our transformation utterly. Oh, what a marvelous change that I am now experiencing. Since Jesus lives in my heart, all the filth and all the leprosy are now washed away by the precious blood of Jesus. So we are healed and cleansed completely. Now we all can come boldly before God. Our Lord is faithful and merciful High Priest. This completely holy God.
弟兄姊妹,
and now today we can even come before him boldly. And we know no one can come before God with a little piece of sin. But the Bible says now we can come before him. What grace is this? It's never to say that we're better than anybody else. But it's because of the precious blood of Jesus. And his blood is always effective. Because Jesus has become our cleansing. And we are now found in Christ. How can we help but praise him? To thank him for allowing us to draw near him. And oftentimes we are busy with our own things even after we receive grace.
我想那九个人可能想到说过去他们生病的那段日子，他们失去了多少多少的事情。
And perhaps the 9 lepers were thinking that, oh, during their leprosy, they missed out on many things. And they longed to be with their family again. And perhaps they wanted to go see their friends.
所以这九个人得做了医治以后呢,
so after they were healed, they wanted to catch up with their time, lost time.
但是今天神在这边,
but then the Lord has received one person to return to him and give thanks.
那一个人呢,
and this person obtained the right to come near Jesus. It is the Lord's greatest blessing for us to come near him. And because when we draw near him, he wants to give us his best.
今天如果我的孩子们, 他们要这个, 要那个, 做父母的, 当然很愿意尽所能的来给他。
And as we know, the parents will want to give their children everything that they ask from for them.
但是父母的心永远不能满足。
But then as the parents know also that they won't be satisfied.
如果这个孩子拿了东西就跑了。
And if the child only received the things and run away.
以前在读大学很多人讲什么时候他们才会想到家里呢就是零用钱用完的时候。
And when we're in college, it's common among us that when will the students think of the family is the time when they run out of money.
但是父母心所渴望的是孩子来到他的面前来亲近他的。
But we know that the parents want that the child will remember them and call.
这也是我们神的心。
And so it is the heart of the Lord as well.
我们主为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
And we know that the Lord has opened up the new and living ways for us.
就是叫我们来亲近他。
And he wants us to draw near him.
他不是要把这个恩典给你，把那个祝福给你。
He does not only want to give us this blessings and that forgiveness.
神要把那上好的福分来给我们。
The Lord has prepared his best to give us.
当这个人回来感谢主。
And when this one person returned to give thanks, the Lord commanded him and said, Your faith has made you well.
今天我们盼不盼望成为那十个人中回来感谢的那一个人?
And do we want to be that one out of the ten to return to Jesus to give thanks?
我们求主让我们看见。
And may the Lord help us to see
这是何等蒙福的一条道路。
That it is a blessed way.
真的刚刚我们讲到圣经里面所说的常常喜乐。
And we remember the Bible says that rejoice always,
不住的祷告,
pray unceasingly,
凡事谢恩,
and give thanks in everything,
凡事谢恩,
in everything give thanks,
不论我们在高山, 无论我们在低谷,
and whether we are on mountain top or in a low valley,
无论我们遇到怎么样的环境,
and whatever circumstance we may be put in,
圣经告诉我们乃是凡事谢恩。
The Bible reminds us in everything to give thanks.
这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
For this is God's will for you and me in Christ Jesus.
我们再来唱诗歌第605首。
Let us sing hymn 605 again.